Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Y'all so smart, y'all stupid. Here's the thing, bro. Listen to me, and this is not a shot. If you ain't never been a part of professional sports, you really don't have a fucking clue of why they are so different.
That's the same, bro.
They're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
How are they different?
Your job is not the ultimate team sport. Your job, you can do your job by yourself, period. It depends on nobody but you and the fucking machine that your job gives you, correct?
No. That's what you're
why
wrong.
You say no?
If you're talking about changing,
hold on, you're talking about changing. Hold on, you're talking about changing brakes, right? Listen to this. So I'm changing brakes. I'm using a machine to get the brakes out there, right?
Depends on how you work.
Oh, look, now you want to play victim.
No, I'm going to.
I just say I'm changing tires. Don't you use the machine to change the tire, the rim from the rubber, put it on the rim. You seen people change tires, right?
I've seen people do it another way, but go ahead. Yeah. I'm not even gonna be different.
Oh my God,
Check this out. I got a better one. So if we changing oil, what do you need to change oil?
You need a ratchet set, an oil pan, a filter, and new oil.
If I don't got a filter, can I change the oil?
But your full performance is not gonna be as good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's the point?
Coach is out of filter.
Huh?
Coaches are the filter.
It's the same 9-to-5, bro. Okay, let me make my point real quick.
Yes.
You say something.
It's Brink. He muted. Go ahead. Because. I like this. I like this too. Because I got your ass. You fucked up talking about goddamn mechanics. Because mechanics use machines. The machines is like a team. So you done fucked up, Chico.
The pro sport is just like the average 9-to-5, bro.
Not the average.
Can I talk?
You're right. Let me let you talk.
In charge above you. It's your job to perform. Am I correct? You have teammates. Just like when you're in an auto shop, if you got a certain budget or a certain rating that you still need to accomplish, even though you're doing brakes, to get that 5-star online and that good review, The cars will need brakes, engine work. You don't do engine work. Your guy is doing the engine work. Y'all a team.
Hold up, but who organized that car?
So, so you want every quarterback in the NFL to be like Russell Wilson now? No.
Right? No, yeah. No,
no, no. Hey, yo, so check this out. All right, here we go, Czar. So I'm gonna put that in a meme right there. All right, so check this out, Czar.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if football was like being a mechanic working back in the bay, and I'm repairing a car. And you, as the owner of the shop, you ain't got the goddamn part for me to use. But I'm making all this money as your head mechanic. Are you going to tell me, fix this shit, I pay you? Or are you going to make sure I got the part that I'm supposed to have?
I'm going to make sure you got the part you're supposed to have. You surprised I said that, didn't you?
You did.
Yeah, I am.
You surprised? No, I'm not ignorant or dumb now. I'm going to agree with you on that. But that's what I said. You have this upper...
He just made your whole argument invalid, right?
I just agreed with the brother.
I know, and you just made your own argument invalid by agreeing with him.
I'm wrong sometimes.
So, yeah, all right. So you just need to stop...
Oh, we clipping that 50-35. Czar said he wrong sometimes.
No, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Oh, we're going to make sure people know.
No, you are.
Yeah, so stop arguing. You're wrong. You lost.
No, it's my job. It's my job. It's my job.
But I will, hey, on record, where's Stephon at? Because this is the worst 11-win team I've ever seen in NFL goddamn history. You get the 10 wins with one loss.
Hey, Reese. Look, the Fanatic coming out.
No, this is being an analyst.
You know when to get personal.
He's like, hey, yo, Reese, you want me to be a Fanatic so bad?
No, it's coming out.
Bruh, come on, nigga, come on. That's what he be saying in his head.
Like this. You don't curse like this, bro.
So oh, no, first of all, I ain't Stephen A. Smith and I ain't Czar. I cuss.
Not like you normally do.
Oh, my God, don't do this, nigga.
And look, you don't say that on the N-word, on a regular basis.
You know, the dude that don't say the N-word just got mad. Look at his eyes.
I'm not mad. Cut it out.
No, I said Czar.
Oh.
I said Czar.
The N word,
you not you said.
You're not the N word.
We've heard you say it, Czar, so don't act like you haven't.
Yes,
I ain't never seen the N word.
Czar, you probably get goosebumps when you say
it. I ain't never seen Czar have so many cigars as unlit before.
Big Will Smith said,
"Rolling in the building, yes, sir."
Look,
Hey, I ain't seen my dog in a minute, man. What's up, Rock?
This man always trying to check with his head looking like the gym floor.
Now, hey, Rock head like he catfish around the river. Don't even put him in the pants and bite the head off.
Hey, P Nugget, Stephon not here yet, bro. He showed up, but he's driving in the car. He definitely gonna be here because the Eagles lost, and his ass better show up.
Your head is like the end of the cigar that you cut off.
I get it to you, Rock. I'm gonna be humble today, man. I'm gonna be humble today, man.
Goddamn,
what's up with Michael Irvin on the hotel?
Why you got the two hotel. Biggest coons on the show at the same time, man?
What's up with Michael Irvin talking about? What'd you say then?
Whoa,
yeah, I said it.
Hold on, man. You know what said? What say? Hold on, dog. You gotta. What you
say? I said, why you got the two biggest coons on the show together?
Who?
Yeah, I'm talking about you, Rock. Smile, nigga. Smile, nigga.
I'm gonna step out of the way.
Oh shit!
No, he called you to the floor too, Czar. He didn't just say Rock. He said you too.
You too.
What is a coon?
Goofy and Doofy.
I want him. I want him to address that foolishness.
Yeah. What is a coon?
Nah, nigga. I'm gonna make you.
There you go. Hey, yo. Hold on. Since y'all asking for my guy. Who rub his toes together when he walk? Here you go.
Security.
What?
Barbecue chicken. Security.
Die, Eagles, die. On the road to misery. Die, Eagles, die. Throw an interception. 1, 2, 3.
who drunk uncle is that?
Hey, Steph. You guarantee the win, bro.
Fred Warner. And who is that?
That's Steph.
Whispering?
Man, he driving, bro. He in the tunnel, look like, or something. What the hell? What is you doing?
I swear, Javon, don't that man look like the dude from Django Unchained? Look like you ready to snitch on a black person.
Hey, yo, relax, man.
Man, put your face on the screen. So, hey, Hulk, I don't want to do this on your show, man. I'll
hey, man, this, hey, hey.
You know I go in on both.
You can't say the 55-minute mark. We already talked sports. We already get. Hold on. We ain't give, hold on, before we go barbershop talk. We got to make sure we give respect to what's your boy name, the quarterback for the Bills, Josh.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, he looked good in the playoffs. Took off foot. Hey, yo, did it look like he was about to slide, man, when he tore?
Yes. Yes.
And Amon, as a defender, if he pulls a slide like he just broke a 40-yard touchdown.
Yeah,
I give Miles Jack all the credit, bro. This dude just broke a 30-yard touchdown and outran the DBs. The next play, he want to slide late, and then they flag him. For what?
So let me ask you a question, because you're a defensive guy.
Kenny Pickett did it before.
So Zar, you're a defensive guy, right? When you play defense, how many guys are supposed to float to the ball?
All
11.
11, right? So if you circle them, what can't he do anymore?
Shout out to my man TA, Bills Mafia crew.
Yeah, Reese, I see what you're saying, but the NFL has conditioned these defenders now to worry about the pocket. You hit a quarterback wrong.
No, put 11 guys around him. He can't run. He has to slide.
You're right.
Man, the rules just are super soft. Once you out of that pocket and you broke the line of scrimmage, you are no longer
a quarterback.
Yeah, you're a runner. Like, come on, man, quick. All this soft stuff, like, that's the reason why I can never elevate quarterbacks of today's game or receivers to the level of the greats. Like, because the game is set up for them to win. Shit,
you just like Zaw. God damn.
No, I know football. Why you ain't showing your face?
Yeah, Josh Allen would just hit him with a little move, and he went. Like, I didn't think he was attempting to slide either, right there. Though I felt like he kind of lost his footing when he was cutting. When I looked at it like full speed, now slow motion, and somebody said it, then my mind like, ooh, he did like he was about to slide, but he looked like he did like this, trying to like cut.
Yeah, but he ran somebody over too.
He talking about that. I'm sounding like Zar. I can back up everything I say. Ooh. For one, do you know how difficult it is when you got to guess when I can hit somebody or not? So yeah. I would take advantage of that plan.
I'm getting your question, Mills.
Yeah, like when you got a quarterback that size that he fake like he gonna slide and you under it, then he dropped the boom on you. It's like, you can't win it. So that's the reason why I say that the guys of today, the game is so geared toward the game back in the day, the quarterback had to protect his receiver when he threw the ball. They just throw the ball up now. They don't have to be accurate at all.
That's a good point right there.
Yeah, they got more games to try to break. Jerry Rice did all his record breaking in less games in a running league. Mm. Now nobody run the ball for the field. Everybody throwing the ball. So, no, I can't put any of these quarterbacks or wide receivers on the level of the guys back in the day.
Everybody going
to
say,
boy, you just like Dams are refusing to evolve.
No, that's not refusing
to evolve.
That's seeing exactly what's going on. If Jerry Rice can get 22 touchdowns in 14 games in a running league.
Rock, don't let that.
What you say?
Stephon, you're going through a bad area, bro.
Good.
What'd you say? Say it again.
We don't want to listen to losers today.
Just like a team play caller, it's a bad area.
Hey, shout out to the Texans, man. I don't think we talked about their victory. Oh, yes, we did. We talked about their victory that day. The Lions. Love that game. That was a dope game to watch.
We're going to destroy
Puka's special, bro. That's a special receiver, man. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It might be the scheme. I don't give a damn.
They keep on talking like his whole adult life until recent years that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers want preview of somebody of the NFL. The Buccaneers been sorry. So don't act like y'all been winning.
Where your team at?
It don't matter. I can pull out a jacket right now and show you way more Super Bowls than your team got.
I don't want to hear it don't matter, nigga.
Yeah.
They on the couch, nigga. Bring me that
cowboy jacket out the closet with all them Super Bowls.
Oh, now you one of them ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You damn right.
Look. Hey, y'all, my stupid as shit. So, hey, look, don't get mad at me because I'm celebrating my happiness right now. And you on the couch, you bum-ass cowboy fan.
I'm not mad at nobody.
Don't get mad because y'all ain't bagged
into the playoffs.
No division got the y'all bagged into the playoffs this whole weekend. Don't get mad into the playoffs.
Every team that was in, playoffs,
yeah, we barely would have
put y'all out the playoffs with the record y'all had.
You had to wait till a goddamn Philadelphia Eagle team whipped their ass into the playoffs to get in. And y'all got y'all ass whooped worse.
And we would have rock real quick.
We would have been in the NFC South. We would have won 16 games.
Rock.
What's up, Dark?
You hear that dumb shit? Y'all hear that dumb shit, please?
bro, you got the Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, and the fucking Carolina Panthers.
Hey, so what happened to your camera, bro?
You sure do. And look. And I bet you was one of them goofies from last year that said the Bucks won't go nowhere without Brady, right?
I don't watch the Bucks at all.
I guarantee you watched the Bucks last year when y'all put Brady out the playoffs, didn't you?
And that shit gets no play on my TV.
I know that shit hurt your soul when you put your mask out, didn't it?
That shit don't work over here, bro.
Yeah, it do, because it got a reaction out of you, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
Look at that face. He got no, it. Didn't.
No, hey, Javon Puka was getting buckets without Cooper Kupp in the lineup for many a week.
You're the only one I've seen over here that's damn near 50 pulling up to a grown man house where his mama stay. Like, I don't get in my feelings like that.
Oh, so we're going personal. Look at you. You big emotional fuck.
Ahmad, why are you promoting this, man?
Hey,
I'm promoting Rise Fuel. Hey, if you need an energy drink, Rise Fuel. Get the pink splash and strawberry.
That's why I'm having a party in your city, nigga.
Good job.
I'm having a party in your city, nigga, in red and pewter.
Hey, be careful in my city, nigga. Be careful in my city.
Bill. Oh, matter of fact, nigga, I go down to Black Haven. Or maybe I should go to Fraser.
That's how I know you don't know shit about the city, because you saying some shit that ain't nothing special about going to neither one of them places.
I know it ain't, but I'm goddamn it stepping and hopping all over your city while your ass counting the threads on your couch.
Rock, I got a question.
What's that?
Truly, I'm not trying to troll. What is the problem?
What you mean?
The Cowboys, man. Like...
The Cowboys are fucking soft. We've been soft for a while. Like y'all don't see me talking about this year to go to Super Bowl. I'm the type of person who motherfuckers used to get mad at, like when people be like, man, but we won. Nah, fuck that. I can see in a win some shit that's gonna hurt us against a good team. You get what I'm saying? Like, all we wanna do is get ahead so we can rush the passer. We too soft. We too little. We got to get us some linebackers that can come up and hit people, field holes, play ISOs and all that. We got to get us some fucking defensive tackles that can be run stoppers.
That's what I thought. When Van Der Esch got hurt, bro, I said, that's going to be a problem. That was y'all.
Hold on, Zara. I don't know how like your ass pay attention to football.
I'm a fan of Van Der Esch, bro. He's an old school middle linebacker, bro.
Why? Because he got a neck roll.
Nah, let me tell you real quick, bro. Van Der Esch is 6'4", I think 2'6". Wait a minute, bro. Why are you laughing? 6'4", 260. And the man played, was it eight-man football in Boise, Idaho? When you play eight-man football, bro, you got to run your ass off. The guy was sideline to sideline, bro. He's a big backup, man.
I was I got a perfect example. I'm not going to say any names. Well, if you want to, you can, because I don't care. You know I don't. But we played pro ball with a particular guy. And one thing I couldn't stand was when they were trying to compare the two of us, because here I am. I ain't going to let no ball come that way, none of that. But this guy here takes chances to go for interceptions. I'm not a guy that's going to get a lot of interceptions. I'd rather stop my man from catching the ball. But this guy here will get beat for 2-3 touchdowns, but he might get 2-3 picks, and they think he all world. That's how the Cowboys are. The Cowboys, the turnovers look all good and dandy, but when you play against a solid team that's going to protect the ball and take their time in the playoffs, run it down your throat, play action, all of that, that's why guys wide open. Like, you look real bad. And that same guy that played with us used to get exposed in playoff times, like, oh, what them interceptions at? You gave up 5-6 touchdowns later, it looked bad. That's the Cowboys, Norman. Them Norman brothers. But anyway, like, we so soft, we always gambling on getting picks and stuff like that. That's the reason why we look so bad when we look bad. It looked real bad when we look bad.
So it's the flashy play.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
It's, yes, everything about it's flashy. We don't change anything. We sit up there and do this same stuff. Like, Green Bay was so much more prepared than we were. It was like we didn't, like, we underestimated Green Bay, bro. We looked past Green Bay to whoever we was going to play next, which is nobody, because you overlook a young team. Like, Green Bay is actually good. They've been balling as of lately. Our head coach got to go, bro. He got to go.
What about Mike? What about trading Michael Parsons?
Man, hell no. Like, I don't know why.
I'm being legit. I'm being serious legit, bro. Like, if I can, like, on my podcast, I asked the question. I said, if Bill Belichick comes, I can see them trading Michael Parsons. I can really see it.
What benefit would that give you?
First of all,
what's the name of your podcast?
He thinking for the future.
The Wire. The Wire podcast is the name of this podcast.
Yeah, the Wire podcast.
Zar, you always got to make sure you say the name of your podcast, though, bro.
Like, my bad. I'm still learning, man.
The Wire, man. Not Unwired.
The Wire. Like the Wire HBO series, The Wire.
Underwire. Wait, yeah, what?
Zar, so you think for Michael Parsons, we can pull another Herschel Walker situation, right?
Oh, I think some teams would actually compensate the Cowboys. See, and this is what I'm talking about, the flashy plays. Michael Parsons makes the flashy plays. He don't make the average, you know, dependable play. He make the flashy plays when you don't really need him. But when you need Michael Parsons, he don't show up.
That's not true. I'm going to tell you why.
What?
That's not true. See, now I'm finna teach you football. So, I'm gonna tell you one thing I hated more than anything when I played linebacker. I played safety, I played linebacker, I played corner. I was the lead. I got more sacks than anybody in the swag, all that. I was a guy that could move and play in a lot of positions, right? If I was blitzing and you came down the stack right over the top of me, you just told the quarterback that I'm coming. Now, I won't get there. Nor will you be able to cover the guy because the quarterback know what's up now. He knows what's coming. The Dallas Cowboys, not only is Michael Parsons getting held on a lot of plays, when your guys are not covering and not playing defense the way they're supposed to behind you, you will never get there. You will never get there. So that's what's going on. We got to get guys that's not out there gambling and actually understand down in distance.
So you're saying they're selfish.
Yeah, very selfish. I'd rather have guys that understand what the other team is actually trying to do instead of trying to go all pro. I'd rather have a bunch of guys with maybe one or two interceptions, you know what I'm saying, every other guy, than have one guy with a whole lot of interceptions, one or two, and one guy with a whole lot of sacks. I'd rather play team football, bro.
That's what I'm getting to, Rock. There's been many plays. We're not trying to turn this into something against Michael Parsons. There's been many plays where basically Michael Parsons is underdubbed, ran away from blocks, and put that outside linebacker at risk of being reached. I know sometimes some players avoid certain blocks to make the tackle. He missing a tackle out of position, and your linebacker getting reached. That's selfish ball, bro. That's what you're talking about. We need Michael Parsons. You need Michael Parsons to make the average play. Be stern on in the run and make the tackle for 2-3 yards. You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if he out ducking running from here to Africa, thinking it's a pass, and they run an ISO straight at him, that linebacker reach, bro. I'm just saying.
Javon asked, you think Diggs would have changed the narrative of the game had he been in?
No.
I think he would have helped some, but they were very balanced.
His risk-taking ass.
That's a lie.
Shit.
The year that Diggs was all pro out in the picks, that's when he gambled a lot. He ain't even been gambling a lot since then.
Bruh, once a gambler, always a gambler.
Zara, that's how I know you really don't watch, bro, because he actually stopped.
Bro, defensive
help behind him has gotten better as well on the back end. So
Diggs is a gambler, bro. Come on, man. It's in his blood.
So the thing that I like that Green Bay did, they ran a lot of double moves. Like the over sail route that they ran, bruh, that corner dipped to the other side of the switch. Just knew he was running the over. He hit it with a sail.
You know who that was? That reminds me of Coach Tun, bro.
Coach Steve Tun, yeah.
I say he out here tunning his ass. Because what Tun used to say, you know what? You can't do this from this area of the field, so we're going to do it.
We're going
to
do it. Yep.
Like, and when you used to seeing the same thing, like, them people watching film, like, when you coming into the playoffs, you got to watch film on yourself also.
Yep.
Because the other team is preparing for you. You should actually have a guy that makes a game plan against you on your staff. Like, I bet you they don't have that, though. Because I would have had, like, they literally came up. That man knew what Dak was going with them balls. Like,
They knew he was gonna go to CD.
Exactly. They knew we was running
just like and just like last night, we had a game plan against the Eagles. We attacked them sorry ass linebackers. Look at our tight ends.
Yep. Look at him trying to trigger them
all. I still think
that he's talking football.
I think that game could have been the way I was impressed with Tampa about was how they were stopping the Philly push or whatever they call that shit. Like, I ain't never seen them do that. But then
you look at when Dontavian Wick scored on his touchdown, they isolated Gilmore by attacking the safety. The safety got to take the slot guy, and he hit it with a stutter post. And then the throw was right on time. Because it ain't give Gilmore no chance to undercut it.
But Gilmore is, of course he's not the same anymore, but he lost a couple of steps, in my opinion. Mm. Like, every time, especially, like, I watch Ayuk. Man, Ayuk was getting in his shit. Like,
Ayuk done gave everybody that word. Godly. With the exception, maybe the Ravens secondary. But Ayuk is big time. But yeah, Gilmore, he definitely not the same for sure. Yeah, man. But the divisional games, bro, and we're gonna do a preview later this week. But the game I'm most looking forward to is the Bucks and the Lions. No, I'm lying. I'm looking forward to goddamn Bills and the Chiefs again.
Yeah, Bills and the Chiefs probably would be the best game. I don't know, Texans. I'm wondering will they surprise us again.
Yeah, that's true. Hell yeah.
Because isn't it crazy that Jordan Love and my boy for the Texans had the exact same numbers? I'm talking
CJ Stroud, yeah, identical.
That's crazy.
Identical. Old school or another 49ers and Packers game. Man,
that's scary. That's either gonna be I don't think the 49ers will fall asleep like the Cowboys did.
They're gonna definitely take away the run game.
No.
I'm pretty sure in the 49ers their own way, they're gonna say, young boy, you're gonna have to beat us with your arm consistently. So tell me,
do you think if the 49ers would have played Green Bay first, if they didn't have a bye, do you think 49ers would have fell asleep and got caught slipping?
No.
Like Cowboys did?
Nah.
Because you know how it go. Of course they can't do it all over again. I think if they play again, Cowboys win. If they, you know what I'm saying? But when somebody jump on you and hit you in the mouth, all of us have been a part of them type games with a team you know you're supposed to beat, and all of a sudden they take that thing down the field and score on you, then stop you, do it again, you like, oh, shit.
Like, yeah, I mean, I think so. I really think, man. And we done been in games together. Like when you feel like you're a superior team, I didn't think anybody saw that Green Bay would just continue just to move the ball down the field versus that defense. And when it started happening, the other side started pressing the issue, and that's credit to Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, like, I still think y'all good with McCarthy as a coach.
No. You got to think about it. The playoffs is about time management, and he is terrible at time management. Like, so, and the team knows it. Like, the team is a reflection of your head coach. I really believe that. Like, we take on his identity, bro. Like, we're soft, we're panickers, all that. Yeah, we panic. Fucking panic. That all that shit is due.
Hold on, Rob. If I could be fair, that come from the fan base. So y'all panic every goddamn year. But you ain't lying, though. When you said it, I was like, y'all damn sure do panic. And Mike do be panicking over there with his face expressed. He just looked like his ass like, man, where the hell is my car keys at? I'm late. Like,
exactly.
Where my keys at?
But you sat in the basement with a team and broke down everything about football for how many years? Shit. He must was watching rugby. He wasn't watching American football.
I ain't expect CD just to be dropping passes. I ain't expect goddamn Dak to be let's go ready and throwing to goddamn 88 every damn time.
Here we go.
See, here we go.
Bruh, I don't care what nobody say. I go get AB.
Bruh, at least the Cowboys at least attempted to catch some passes. You know how many balls we dropped, Pauls, last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, y'all, yep, y'all could have really like smacked the Eagles. Bruh.
We dropped three touchdowns.
Yep.
Ain't that crazy? You can't do that. You can't do that to Baker neither because you mess around and old Baker show up. You got to catch the one.
You know, Baker yesterday, like when I looked at the highlights, my wife had me watching Basketball Wives and the Potomac and shit. But going back, like Baker showed like some leadership, like going to the sideline, talking, staying in tune and shit like the adversity he went through as far as going from Carolina, then going to San Francisco, now at Tampa, he just recalibrated. It was like, you know what? I'm going to just play my game versus trying to play hero ball.
And you say you didn't watch the game last night, did you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah.
You know how many picks the Eagles could have had if they actually would have played? Because Baker was throwing bad balls all night.
Oh, damn.
He was throwing bad ball. Y'all could have had at least four picks last night, from my estimation.
So how would you grade his performance? You being a true Bucks fan, what you call it like it is?
I would probably give his performance a C+.
Okay.
Because he didn't turn the ball over. He did exactly what the OC wanted him to do. Except sometimes he put the ball in harm's way. But that was discredited because of the poor tackling by the Eagles.
Mm.
Hey, you know somebody. You know
I did
somebody.
See. I did see a clip Ray Lewis was talking about when Buddy broke. You talking with the Manning brothers? I did see that about the tackling. Go ahead, Rock. My
yo,
bad.
It was that bad all night, bro. Y'all was arm tackling.
Damn,
bro.
Never understood is how guys could be Heisman Trophy winners be so great, then get to the league and can't play. And I was actually thinking about this today. I was thinking about a coach that I had, and I was thinking about how much I didn't understand basketball coming up. I just knew how to score, but I didn't understand the game because of how my coach used to teach the game. Okay. Coaches can hinder players, bro. Like, yeah, like you can go somewhere else and be totally different. Like right now, we wouldn't even know Steph Curry to be the greatest shooter of all time if he go to the wrong coach. Just think about it.
If they would have kept the reins on him and not let him be free.
That's a bad shot.
Yeah. No.
So same thing with players like football players and quarterbacks. Like, how can you all of a sudden can't do this? What are you – the development in the NFL is not what it used to be.
Mm.
It's not what it used to be. The coaches are not as good as they used to be.
I want to ask a follow up to what you just stated. Or is the business very impatient now because development takes patience?
Yes, it takes patience. I think because everybody gets fired so quick when it comes to coaching and stuff like that, they don't want to leave it up to the athlete's hands. That's on college and pro level. Like, one thing I hate more than anything, I hate to go to a college game, see the offense line up, call cadence, and then everybody look to the sideline for the coach to tell them what play to run. That should be illegal as hell. Like, they're not learn. Like, my son can't play for you if you're coaching that way. Reason why.
Like the NASCAR offenses.
Yeah. Teach my son how to recognize what he see out there.
Yeah.
You see, because once he get to the pros, ain't no looking to the sideline.
That's like, a good point, bro.
You got to be able to recognize the front that the defense is showing you. You got to be able to recognize, you got to understand everything. You got to understand that if I send my guy in motion and the guy goes with him, they're probably in man. Yeah. If they just shift and rotate the defense, now this guy that was guarding him goes back and the other guy comes down, they're in zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's simple shit.
That's real. What were you about to say, Seth? You had your two fingers up.
Oh, no. That was what I was saying. Most coaches these days have 2 years to have positive results.
Yeah. Like it's right a microwave now.
Do you think Sirianni loses his job?
They talking about it.
Why? I don't get that.
They talking about it. They trying to say he done lost the locker room, too.
He was in the Super Bowl. It, see, they must know something that the rest of us don't know. Because, bruh, like I said, he must have lost the locker room.
Bruh, that don't mean shit, bro. We had Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris gave us 2 winning seasons, and they fired him.
True.
Yep. Remember when they the Bears fired Lovey after winning 10 games?
And Jim Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's what I was saying, like, before you came on, like, to Czar, just when you draft a quarterback number one. Oh, first of all, let me say something to P. Nugget. P. Nugget, yeah, Carmichael, offensive coordinator from the Saints, or the Aints, as Thayer said, got fired. Ron C. And I would hope Ron C. is – like, if Ron C. gets the OC job, I would hope that it's with the Saints because he knows C. the players.
If Ron C. gets that OC job, I'm trashing him. I'm sorry.
And I was about to say that, but then I don't because Seg going to have me Aaron Brooks' ass if he – told better, bro.
You know I am. If he takes that, bro, I'm sorry.
But now back to development, though. So this is what I was having. We had a discussion with Czar, because Czar, and a lot of fans think like this, right? Like, this player has this big contract. What you going to do with it? But they don't understand, like, the approach that the front office or coaches and even fans should have is, like, if you – draft a quarterback number one, or if you give a quarterback a lot of money, that's your investment. You just don't say, take the money, leave me. Like, take the money, and I'm going to make sure I got the resources around you to demonstrate why I paid you the money. Because in the end, you're going to look stupid. It ain't like we don't pull the blindfold off our eyes now. We see shit now. Like, everybody ain't a bust. A lot of times, these front offices is trash. They don't get nobody nothing.
Perfect example, RG3.
RG3. Hey, shout out to RG3. Jay, you know you my guy. You come from the arena. You cool people. But you was out here and you said something about Jalen Hurts being blitzed, and they got to know Jalen Hurts being blitzed, and RG3 hit you with the, excuse me? So.
Bruh, we in a messed up situation. Everybody on our team, it's time for them to get paid.
Talk about that. Is Bland ain't up, though. This is third of his – he got another year left, right?
Pollard is up. And Parsons going into his fourth year, so that means they're going to have to decide whether or not to take his fifth-year option, right?
And we got to decide what we're going to do with Dax. C.D. Lamb got to get paid.
Mm.
You got to think about this. Lawrence going to want another contract.
He ain't deserved it. He ain't deserved it, and you know it, Rock.
Every now and then he jump off that screen again.
Yeah,
he ain't deserved it. He don't deserve it.
My thing is, do we go ahead and get Bill or do we get Jim? It got to be one of them two.
Now the Falcons apparently brought Bill in for an interview. I'm surprised Bill still want to coach. I'm riding off into the sunset.
He don't want. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't see that man going to.
So he's going to another team.
He's going to Wakanda. He's going to go to Wakanda to coach. This Atlanta, he ain't coming down here with all
Wakanda.
These yeah, he's not doing that.
Brock, you already know he is not coming into Dallas, bro.
He definitely ain't coming to Dallas. Yeah. It's too much drama there. So
you saying Jerry? But hold on, who are the two most prolific faces as far as owners in the NFL? Jerry Jones and Kraft.
That's cool. Do you think that Jerry Jones, with his inflated ego, is going to cede all control to Bill Belichick?
No.
All right, then.
But Kraft just told Bill Belichick no to having all control, and he was willing to take it. But Bill Belichick was cool.
And you know the difference between that? Is that Kraft know when to shut up.
Got a point there.
I couldn't even say none of that. He do. So we need to go and get Jim, which is the pretty pick. They say Tomlin on the table for us.
No. Tomlin told his team he's staying. He told his players today in a meeting he's staying.
Hey, I know another black man that used to say stuff to players and then don't do it, named Deion Sanders, but okay. So, hey, money talk, BS walk.
They said Jerry, hey, P Nugget said Jerry going to get Saban.
Man, Saban already had his run in the NFL.
I don't want Nick Saban, but because Nick Saban showed he ain't willing to change with the times. So I don't care what nobody say. My homeboy, which is a brilliant coach and football mind, Marvelous Robinson, talking about, man, a man 72, he want to spend time with his family. I get that. But no, he quit because he don't want to compete. He don't want to adjust with the NIL and the portal like everybody else is doing. He just like the game set up to where he can get all the good players and just dominate you. No, let me see your coaching now, because this how I'm a firm believer of this. If your team and my team got the same amount of talent, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to beat you.
So by that same logic, then, what's your excuse for Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick?
What you mean? What's my excuse for them?
You said they wasn't willing to evolve. Saban, Carroll, and Belichick, what, are all within a year of each other? They're all early 70s, right? So what is
he saying? He's saying if you respect them leaving, how come you just don't respect Saban leaving? Because they're the same age.
Well, they didn't have a choice. Saban had a choice.
Right. Oh, because of the parted ways?
Yeah.
Bro, you know that's a nice way of saying you're fired.
What do you mean? That's what I'm saying. The other guys basically.
Oh, so he's saying no two guys you talking about got fired. Saban didn't get fired.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he's saying Saban had the choice. So I see what both of y'all say. Here's the thing with Saban, because I'm torn too. I'm like, yeah, he old. But then again, I'm like, even if I'm old, bro, I get paid hella money. I got all these dealerships. I was just in the national championship. Do I see something coming down the line that I'm like, yeah, let me get out before this shit take place?
I mean, like, what else does Saban have to prove in the college?
That too. That's true.
What
too.
Else does he have to prove?
It's Jizzle going crazy. Crazy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.